JewishHistory.org presents Rabbi Beryl Wein's 5,000 Years of Jewish History. One video clip at a time. Clip number 75, the Versailles Treaty.
Much of Europe was destroyed after the First World War. The great powers gathered in a peace treaty, a sign that the palace in Versailles in France. The Versailles Treaty did many things. It blamed Germany for the war. It imposed reparations upon Germany. It also created new countries in Europe. It created Poland, created Lithuania, Latvia, Estonia. It made Czechoslovakia a country, even though it was three different ethnic groups. It created Yugoslavia also, all mixed together. And as is the wont of diplomats, by drawing a line on a piece of paper, it established borders. Many times the borders had nothing to do with reality. And all of this would come back to haunt Europe and to haunt the world only 20 years later, with the beginning of the Second World War. As far as the Middle East was concerned, Versailles confirmed that England would control Palestine, Iraq, Transjordan, and continue to control the Suez Canal, while France would control Lebanon and Syria. It also created, for the Hashemite tribes, artificial kingdoms that they were supposed to rule. The Hashemites were unable to do it. They soon fell to all sorts of internal problems and assassinations. All of this destabilized the Middle East instead of strengthening it. And in the middle of all of this, the Zionist movement pursued again with greater vigor its establishment of a Jewish homeland in the land of Israel, but now under the aegis of the Balfour Declaration, thinking that England somehow was supporting its aims. My name is Beryl Wein, and I thank you for watching.
For more on Jewish history, go to jewishhistory.org.